2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution. In early March, Honduran indigenous environmental activist Berta Cáceres was assassinated by a masked man who broke into her home. 2 weeks later, her colleague, Nelson García, was killed, putting pressure on the Obama White House to pursue justice for dozens of murdered activists, journalists, and labor leaders in Honduras since a 2009 coup. Four men linked to Cáceres' murder were arrested by Honduran police on May the 2nd, but Cáceres' family members have asked for an independent investigation by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, a demand rejected by the government. The Obama administration supports Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, even as some U.S. officials suspect state or state-supported assassins killed the activists. The administration's plan to expand an aid package of $750 million to Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala has run into resistance in Congress. 60 lawmakers have signed a letter calling for a partial suspension of aid to Honduras, pending a review of Cáceres' killing and an independent investigation stating, "We are appalled by our government's continuous assistance to the Honduras security services, so widely documented as corrupt and dangerous." Activists see the case as a litmus test for how the Obama administration treats human rights in Honduras. The New River, China's last wild river, winds through a remote area of southwestern China near the border with Myanmar. It is now the scene of a fierce battle between a state-owned electric company and environmentalists. For the time being, it appears green activists are winning the day, as many in China see the area as a future magnet for tourism. In 2013, the Chinese government authorized a state-owned hydropower company to draw up plans for a series of dams on the New River, one of the poorest areas in the country. Yet the power company had not filed any environmental impact statements as required by law in an area designated by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site. Hu Chaogang, head of the group Green Watershed, told the Christian Science Monitor, "The dam proposal will destroy the river ecology and harm local farmers and fishermen." Opponents of the dam project, which would displace some 17,000 indigenous ethnic minorities, are somewhat optimistic given that there's now less demand for electricity, and the government has been more sensitive to environmental issues with recent efforts to curb air pollution and carbon emissions. In high school, Baltimore resident Destiny Watford raised local concern about the health impact of a proposed massive waste-to-energy incinerator slated for her Curtis Bay neighborhood. The plant would have emitted over 1,000 pounds of lead into the air annually. Watford co-founded the activist group Free Your Voice, which organized opponents to attend public meetings and pressured Baltimore public schools and other institutions to drop their support for the incinerator project, despite strong backing from former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. In April, Watford won the prestigious Goldman Prize for her grassroots environmental activism, the third youngest person to ever receive the international award. According to a 2013 MIT study, Baltimore has the highest rate of emissions-related deaths of any big city in the United States. Many of the deaths were in Watford's Baltimore neighborhood of Curtis Bay, which is home to the nation's largest medical waste incinerator. In March, the Maryland Department of the Environment pulled the permit. Now Watford and other activists are pushing to develop alternative projects for the site, such as a solar farm or a recycling facility. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Nigel Victor Rees.